I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 107, Filipinos versus Philams. Okay, why are we talking about this?
Well, since mahilig ako mag-TikTok and this problem, I don't know if nagre-reflect siya sa real world. Ano bang Tagalog ng beef? Away. Ano?
Away.
Alitan.
Oo.
May parang some alitan yung Philams and Filipinos.
Sa TikTok lang ba to ever since na to, tingin mo?
I think, ayun nga eh, I don't know kasi kung parang yung TikTok lang ba makes us, you know, verbalize it. But, kumbaga, matagal nang may ganyan, tas unspoken lang.
Or baka TikTok is the new Twitter.
I have a question for you later, na related dyan.
Okay.
But na ikaw, what do you think? Is TikTok the new Twitter?
Dami nag-aaway eh.
Parang every week may mag-aaway.
Yung mga pinapanood ko naman sa TikTok, mga chill lang eh.
Like what?
Japanese videos, travel videos.
Pero ako nga
horror
parang,
videos.
Ang strange.
Gusto yun yung mga gusto ko. Ayoko yung mga nag-aaway. Ayoko yung mga umo-opinion.
Nakakatawa talaga yung function kasi ng reply or ano yun, duet. Yung sasagutin mo like, TikTok, tanggalin niyo na yun.
Parang siyang Twitter na may bigla nagkaroon ng mukha na nagsasalita.
Oo, oh, nagsasalita.
Tapos yung
know?
Iba, hindi ko pa masyadong gusto yung nagsasalita.
I think kasi parang kung sa Twitter, all caps and yung tonality lang ng words yung medyo imi-misinterpret mo. Ito ngayon, pati kahit maganda yung sinasabi, kung
nakakaasar yung mukha niya.
Nakakaasar yung mukha niya. Maasar ka eh.
Alam mo yung mga klase mo na ano, talinong-talino sa sarili.
Ayan na nga. Ayan na nga.
Yan yung mga
ihanda mo yan.
Opinion ihanda sa Twitter.
Ihanda mo yan. Ihanda mo yan.
May mga GGSS. Yung
galing na galing,
galing
sa
na galing.
Sarili.
Hindi, gwapong-gwapo sa sarili. Ew. Or gandang-ganda sa sarili.
What?
Ito TTSS. Talinong-talino sa sarili.
Yuck.
Kaya nakatapos, walang audiovisual ano lock for me. Gagets mo ba sinasabi ko?
Oh, so you're saying hindi sila cute in short?
Hindi naman.
Eh ano?
Lahat naman cute eh. Di ba? If you think about it.
So what are you trying to say?
Audiovisual lock. Yung
ano? Hindi siya mukhang matalino?
O yun, isa yun.
Okay.
Hindi ba sa may mga iba ito?
Oh.
I don't wanna bash people.
Just that, you're about to, I guess.
Yeah, may reaction lang tayo minsan talaga. Alam mo yun, yung hindi ko rin maintindihan yung phenomenon na yun eh.
Okay.
Bakit may mga tao...
Why do we need to react?
Hindi. Ba't may mga tao nakakainis yung muka? Hindi ko gets yun. Hindi ko rin pinili na maasar ako. Gets mo? Makita ko lang parang nakakaasar yung muka niya.
Pero, sige. Like,
kahit mabait siya. Hindi, kahit maganda yung sinasabi niya, minsan may mga tao talaga nakakaasar yung muka.
Just,
hindi sila pangit.
Is it just the face or is it even the delivery or the choice of words or the intonation?
Yeah,
or
lahat nun.
So, naturally, parang, the way they present themselves.
Oh.
Nakakaasar. So, hindi lang mukha.
Kasama malaking bahagi yung mukha. Na, again, hindi nga pangit, hindi ginagamit yung words na yun eh.
Ano?
Pangit or guwapo. Hindi siya aesthetic. Yan, nakakaasar. Kasi pwede namang guwapo sila or maganda sila. Pero,
or yun nga, yung mga...
Walang mali sa mukha nila, pero naasar ako sa mukha nila. May ganung oh, element na, huh? Di ko maintindihan sa sarili ko. Well, I think it's natural lang, di ba?
I think it's our intuition or like,
oh,
ano ba tawag dyan? May, yung binabasa ko book na Humankind ni Rutger Bregman, meron siyang term, the homo puppy. Basically, we like people who look more like us or share the same values. Like,
hindi
like,
ito, sorry.
Yung
ito, speaking of beef. Ano? Beef, the Netflix, the Netflix series.
Sidebar
na to, sidebar. Maganda siya, yung Netflix. Netflix beef, maganda siya. Pero hindi ko matagalan. Sorry, Podpals. May mga nag-request na gawin namin yung episode.
Not
and hindi rin naman
thing.
Pangit yung yung sasabihin ko.
Okay.
Na
okay.
Person.
Okay.
Na hindi ko matapos yung beef dahil naaasar ako sa mukha ni Ali Wong.
This is not gender.
Hindi rin siya pangit.
Or,
maganda siya, okay. Pero naaasar ako sa facial expression niya. Naaasar ako. Ang weird na may show pala na gano'n na hindi ko matapos kasi naaasar ako sa mukha nung character.
Yeah.
Yun I yung reaction ko dyan sa TikTok.
Hindi, some people on TikTok.
People on TikTok.
Okay.
Hindi.
Ano?
Ayoko nga yung TikTok na. Ayoko yung may...
I mean, personality-based.
Yes. Gusto ko yung nakikita ko magagandang, ano...
Views,
magandang, ano... parks or ano, or saka, kalsada.
Yung kaya mo panoorin yung TikTok nila na parang 3 minutes na silang sasalita sa camera.
Tapos like, harap na harap. Ang lapit ng mukha nila sa camera, parang... For the sake of my mental health, okay, wag na lang.
Swipe up.
Hindi na ako ihirit, pero... Yan. Kaya hindi ko matagalan yung most TikTok, ano, opinion
ano
leaders.
Opinion? Ugh. Hate ko talaga yung jargon na yan. K-O-L.
K-O-L.
Ugh. Key opinion leaders.
Oo, yan.
The hell. Anyway, so why are we talking about this? Kasi it's just on my For You page. Parang 1 week na siya. Or parang I just feel it's too long. But why are we talking... Parang by you and me talking about it, nagpo-fall ba tayo under the meme, ano, box?
Hindi, bago yan, sidebar muna.
Wow.
Hindi ka ba na ano sa ano?
Ano, hindi ano ah?
Hindi ka naaasar sa TikTok ba minsan? Triggering siya, yung TikTok.
No, I like TikTok. Just because... na-customize ko na yung algorithm ko. And, alam ko na kung, may basura hour siya eh. Yung parang kakanood mo, if isa-start ka na niyang i-feed ng basura, that's when I know, okay, turn off the TikTok now.
Minsan talaga basura, ano siya, content.
Oh, so, anyway, ayun. So, I guess, a quick recap for Podpals who are not on TikTok or probably wala sa algorithm nyo tong Phil Amps versus Filipino beef. I will try to make it, you know, long story short. But basically, the inciting incident was that there is this Filipino girl based in Hawaii. Tapos, shinare niya yung grad pic niya. Tapos, merong stole. Stole is like, parang medyo... It's like a narrow scarf of some sort or basta na hinahang sa necklace ay sa neck area. So, yung stole niya looked like the Philippine flag and nilagay niya sa right chest niya is yung red. Tapos, yung sa left part ay yung blue. So, when you register sa camera, it's kind
mirror
of
image.
The wrong orientation. Kumbaga, parang yun yung war mode yung flag.
Tama.
So, and that, basically,
so, wait, so tama, good na mention mo yan. Sa, I had a project before that involved the flag.
Okay.
Grabe nga yung ano, especially if you're gonna broadcast stuff.
Oo.
Yung sa, magsusulat ka sa NCCA.
Magpapalang
ang daming ano, NCAA, NCCA. Na, we're gonna use the Philippine flag in this shot.
Yeah.
Tama yung orientation ng gagamitin.
Oh, as in
pati yung bali yung baliktad, yung horizontal
yung
orientation.
May certain rules talaga siya.
Tsaka pwedeng ibaba nung station or pwedeng i-report sa Facebook or sa YouTube.
Criminal offense.
Criminal offense.
Yeah. It's a criminal
just
offense.
Just saying na
here.
Ayan, social media lang yan. What if kung gagamitin mo talaga sa ano, sa commercials. Oh, it's actually a criminal offense.
Actually, bawal nga siya sa ads eh. Sa movie kaya, pwede, papaalam ka, teleserye.
Kaya as much as possible, kung gumagawa ko na storyboards for wala ads, na wala nang Philippine flag.
Or like, mag-allude ka na lang to the colors, ganyan. And, I mean, sidebar, us being in advertising in film, medyo parang second nature sa atin or ano na siya, stock knowledge na siya sa atin. No?
Hindi, ako may flag talaga, parang kinakausap ko yung production wag designer.
Oo.
O, parang either i-avoid natin or matinding ano yan, matinding
legal
stuff. O.
Ayun. So anyway, same reaction. Dahil ganun, ang daming nag-correct sa kanya on TikTok. Ang daming,
tama naman. Ako tama.
Ang daming nag-correct sa kanya. But, this is where it...
Hindi kaya nga ako sorry. Nainggit nga ako sa flag ng Japan eh. Hindi, di ba?
Balibalik
ka rin. Balibalik ka rin mo, pareho lang. Kasi circle eh. Yung flag natin
naman.
Parang US.
Hindi, US din madali. Wala naman siyang parang balibaliktad eh, di ba? So, like our reaction, a lot of people corrected her, but this is where it gets, you know, worse. Meron kasing, I don't know if podcaster slash gamer siya na, basta ma-TikTok siya, na dude.
This guy.
Yeah. Nalagi siya sa gamer chair. And in his username, meron namang naka-quote and unquote Mema. Parang kunwari, Wincy Mema Ong. Ganun niya sinusulat yung pangalan niya. So I guess...
Self-proclaimed
Mema siya. But the way he delivers, nag-follow yung sinabi mong TTSS. So mayroon siyang some air of ano authority and...
Oh my God, ang daming ganyan sa Ateneo.
And I don't know if he's Atenean, he sounds Atenean, but alam
at
yung,
mukha siyang Atenean.
may
ganun pala, no? Mukhang Atenean.
Pinanood niya eh. Ayun, so parang he started, I don't know, making it worse by citing na nga yung mga, yung law, yung nabawal siya, tapos in-elevate niya pa yung usap na parang, why are you aestheticizing the Philippine flag? Blah, blah, blah. It just got worse.
Oh my God.
Because at the end of the day, ang simple lang nung dapat nangyari, di ba? Pwede mo namang sabihin, girl, baliktad kasi that means war. But there is also a law in the Philippines na hindi mo pwedeng isuot yung flag.
Hmm.
I mean, you can just say it that
nicely,
way.
Oh.
Pero yun,
pero
naging parang...
Pero gawin niya yun, walang likes.
Walang likes. Eh, cloud chaser din naman si kuya. So, alam mo yun, like... I don't know. Anyway, yun. It got worse. Tapos yun na. As in, nagkomenta na yung mga Pilipino tsaka Phil-Ams na I think what we share in common is that rabid tayo sa comment section. Like, we defend so passionately na nag-evolve na yung conversation into they call people in the Philippines, mainlanders, and then Phil-Am. Tapos napunta na yung usapin sa balikbayan box, na hindi kayo dapat padalan. Tapos napunta sa whitewashing at parang yung mga mainlanders daw like us, tayo how dare us daw accuse them of whitewashing Filipino culture when tayo daw yung naglilikas papaya. So parang, okay, guys, chill. Can you pull back?
Wait, matatanda ba to or bata?
Bata.
Gen Z?
And,
or
yes.
Millennials?
Gen Z and I think...
And a bit of millennials then? Some millennials?
I will... Ano to, buhat bang ko moment? Yun, napapansin kong medyo mindful yung reply. Na parang calm and like level-headed. Mostly millennials.
I'm sure mas matanda kasi tayo.
Tapos yung mga rabid, yung parang... Gen Z siya. Ganon.
Pero ito feeling ko daw.
Ano?
Sidebar about Gen Z.
Ano?
Feeling ko, what if kung yan yung ano nila, sense of fun nila, having debates on touchy subjects?
Eh, walang iyakan.
Ah, nag-umiiyak ba yung mga...
Eh, hurt na hurt sila eh.
Okay. Hindi, pero yun na. Part of that. Part of the whole thing is... Yung parang, masasaktan ako ng konti so just they could feel something. Ganun naman yung mga, ganun rin naman tayong millennials dati.
I know.
Hindi, gets ko na ano yung ganyan natin dati. Geek debates. Movie debates.
But I guess wala kasi tayong TikTok noon.
Pero yung rabid nga yung mga geek debates dati.
Yeah.
Rabid yung mga movie, TV debates natin. As in kadiri din. Yung parang, hindi mo trip yung Christopher Nolan. Hindi na kaibigan. Di ba? It's, pero, it was disgusting also.
But you know, it's not published online. That's why it's less embarrassing, I guess. Or less...
Pero less, kung rinecord yun,
just parang yuck. Or less yung pasa-pasa. Less din yung misunderstanding. Because I guess we keep it in our circle.
Especially in my circles, ang daming ganyan. Yung pop culture debates. Yuck.
Pero imagine mo yun nagiging out in the open sa TikTok kasi. Ayun. Tapos parang, just to a little more context, itong si Mema Dude, it's not the first time na nang-shame siya ng Phil-Am. Parang this is like the third or second. The first one was my Phil-Am girl na nag-cite siya ng Filipino academic paper, psychology paper siya, discussing yung idea ng loob tsaka ng buo. Like, loob meaning conscience, diwa.
Kalooban, di ba?
Kalooban. You get the drift. So, parang, she shared it. Tapos, dine-define
yung
word.
Maganda ba yung essay?
No, it was clunky. Because, she was, parang yung pagka-share niya, para siyang expert. When, binasa niya lang yung paper. Tapos, meron pang handicap ng Filipino language kasi Inglesera. Like, ano siya? Film siya. Hindi siya magaling mag-Filipino. So, parang, alam mo yung ini-interpret niya talaga. She was trying her best. But ini-interpret niya yung paper. Tapos, sinishare niya as
I if... I saw that. I watched that.
As if truth. So, for me, that's what, I guess, rubbed the wrong way.
Gets ko naman.
But, ang nanotice ko, yung mga comment na Pilipino, sobrang prescriptive and medyo mababaw din. Na parang, ang padip mo naman, yung loob naman, ano lang yun, ibig lang nun sabihin, inside, ganun. Yung, tintake nila into like a colloquial use.
Or alam gets ko rin yan, yung parang masyadong exoticized na yung language natin, yung ano natin, yung, what's this? Pagkain natin. Yung... too academic papery. Gets mo ba?
But yun nga, she was coming from an academic paper's point of view.
Okay.
So parang...
That's why, sorry, I'm not a fan of academic papers masyado.
Hala, si Chard. Charing. Hindi, kaya nga, I think yun yung... I guess yun yung role natin sa work. Like, we sort of bridge yung highfalutin academic terms.
Hindi ako, nothing wrong with, kung good trip niyo yung, again, kung trip niyo nga yung academic papers or highfalutin stuff.
Sure.
Sino man naman ako magsabi naman yung basahin yan? Kung yan yung trip niyo, go. Sinasabi ko lang ako, personal preference ko.
Di mo tayo.
I like being understood.
Yeah. I get you.
I don't like really big words.
Yung mga, ano yung 10-point Scrabble words?
Or yung mga ano, ano ba yan? Wala akong maisip ngayon, pero you know what I mean.
I think...
objective correlative.
What the hell?
Yes.
But I guess, she was, you know, trying to find her own ikigay. Alam, hilig natin sa mga ganyan ni Dea. Yung, ano, foreign terms na may some, ano ba,
helpful... Wabi-sabi.
Helpful self-help meanings. I mean, I'll give her that. Sure. If it helps you feel better about yourself. Pero yun, si Mema Dude, sobrang ni-roast niya na parang mali. Mali ka. Mali. Mali yung
duet
intindi
pa, mo. Naka-duet pa, di ba?
Oh, naka-duet pa. Sobrang cringe. Na parang, dude, kailangan mo ba yung gawin? Then again, may sagot ako. Kailangan mo siya gawin for the views.
Ah.
Di ba?
Hindi, pero yun na nga, sidebar about clout chasing.
Oh, I love this. He brought it up.
Sidebar about cloud chasing. As we mentioned before. Rendon Labrador.
Okay.
Feeling ko ganun yung cloud chasing ngayon eh.
Yung nga.
For the likes, you have to react.
For the attention.
For the attention. You have to react in a controversial way.
But it
to,
is...
to current issues.
But it is very 2018. Diba? Yung parang pa-controversial. Eh, hindi pa kaya eh, pag-God.
Pero ano tal, medyo ano talaga yung the dark side of social media talaga, no? And ano, and what's this? Yung mabilis na yung publishing ngayon ng content.
Yes.
Yun yung the dark side, yung parang...
Daming ebas eh. Oh. I call them like the ano, social media polluters.
Ang term ko sa kanya, to borrow from horror fiction.
Okay.
Influencer horror.
Oh, yes. Oh, ano?
Yun, influencer horror.
Oo nga. Eh, genre yun though. Pero,
kaya nga, yeah. Ninakaw ko nga yung term. Influencer horror.
Pero sila talaga, as in, nagkakalat ng, as in, like, clutter. Clutter talaga. Kasi for me, if you want to
pero
be...
Pero is it something new?
It's not.
Kasi kung sa panahon natin, tayong matatanda, yung mga ganyan, sorry, alam na gets ko na yung ganyan natin.
Ano?
Yung mga showbiz, ano? Showbiz balita.
Oo nga. The diba? Buzz. Ganyan.
Oh, yun. Exactly.
Ano? Christopher Minute.
Or sa akin, Inday Badiday.
Oh, ganun.
Yung parang, ha? Nasabi niya yun on screen about this, ano? Wala naman, about this news item, di ba?
Yeah.
Or yung isa pa, yung mga political commentary sa ANC.
Yeah.
Di ba? Ganyan lang yun eh. Pero ito, yung, ano na.
Wala lang siya issues sa network.
Oo. Ito na yung network.
Yeah. Pero still, ano no, talagang historically, whatever channel we have, platform we have, mayroon talagang shit island din. No? Like, mayroon talagang polluters, mayroon talagang trash makers. Like, okay, whatever. Anyway, so that's the very long context for it. So now, tayo, mema time, ne, joke lang.
Tayo na yung cloud chasers, no?
Para tumas yung license namin. Ito yung topic namin. Hindi, ano?
Yes. Exactly.
No, okay. More than that, hindi ko sasabi, hindi ko dadenay.
Hindi, at least tayo. We're honest that we will like the clout. We like the likes. We like the listens.
Yes.
And the reason why we're producing this episode is because nakikiride kami, di ba?
Para ma-trending.
Oh, exactly.
Para mapunta kami ulit sa charts.
Yes.
Joke lang.
At least hindi natin dinay.
Hindi, pero why am I very passionate about this? I don't know. Kasi sore, para siyang pasa eh, di ba? To any Filipino, I guess. And I guess especially me, na I don't know, may irrational sense of, hindi nationalism eh, ano ba, patriotism.
Rabid
ako eh.
Nationalism.
Hindi man rabid, pero like passionate talaga ako when it comes to like being Filipino, Filipino identity.
Well, which is good, yung in contrast to me naman.
That's why I think
I have
this
an
is
off
great...
switch. I have an on-off switch.
Oh, ako hindi.
Since the 2018 elections? Yeah. 18 ba?
16? Duterte ba?
Hindi.
Or Marcos?
Oo, Duterte pala. 2016.
2016.
Since the 2016 elections, nagkaroon ako ng on and off switch sa nationalism ko. Gets mo ba?
Yeah.
Yung so, hindi ako ganun ka-ano na.
Passionate.
Go Pinoy! Go Pinoy! Parang ano na ako. Parang global citizen. Gets mo ba?
Sobrang opposite natin sa ano.
Kumbaga,
kaya
parang,
I think it's a good topic.
Mas level-headed ako na sa pagka-Pinoy. Hindi kaya nga.
Okay.
Hindi na ako yung Pilipino tayo! Hindi na.
Eh, ako rin naman, you know, I'm critical.
Kumbaga
ako,
ikaw si Bonifacio, ako si Rizal na pa.
Wow. And it's fitting, bilang Atenista ka. Quite
at bilang
fitting.
Taga Malabon ka.
Hindi, taga Caloocan si
kasi
Bonifacio.
Si Rizal, hindi naman siya yung rabid daw na Pilipino,
ayaw
Pilipino.
Nga niya ng freedom. Gusto nga niya ng maging probinsya tayo ng
Spain.
Spain. Gusto niya baby steps.
Oo.
Yan. Anyway.
Exactly. No. Tsaka global yung tingin niya kasi dahil nag-aaral siya sa Europe.
Because he's Eurocentric.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay, so. Padpals na.
Oh, ayan. Rizal versus Bonifacio.
Na-establish na namin na opposites kami. Or like contrasting yung
gusto mo ba
namin
pareho tayo?
Hindi,
wala nang
episode.
Wala nang episode.
Oh. Anyway. Intention setting muna. Which I think lacks sa TikTok. pag nagtitiktok yung mga tao. Lagi kasi, yung minamak na nga ngayon na TikTok, na bago daw mag-opinion-opinion yung mga tao, nilatag nila yung credibility nila. Kunwari, hi, I'm CJ, and I'm advertising professional. Para may, ano agad, yung parang maniwala kayo sa akin. Ganon.
Yung parang sa ANC nga, di ba? Parang yung may pangalan nila tapos may lagi, occupation.
Pero ito,
diba? Political analyst,
sinisay nila out loud. Kunwari, hi, I'm Winzy Ong and I'm a dermatologist. Pero yes, magko-comment siya about
likas papaya.
Oh, ganon. But anyway, it's still opinion. Anyway, okay. Intention setting. One, we're not culture experts.
We're not.
We're not academics at all.
Most definitely.
We are not immigrants. Diba?
We're not.
So, yung references natin should come from like
anecdotal.
Anecdotal stuff. Observations. Ako, conversations. Ikaw din. Conversations with friends and loved ones.
And may families rin naman tayo na nag-abroad.
Na immigrants. Ah, immigrants. Diba? Or working abroad. And I guess moments of interaction while we travel.
Mm.
So, I mean, yung punto de vista namin, Podpals, ano, spectator. Mm. Diba?
Tsaka at least inamin natin na hindi tayo experts.
Unlike tong mema na to. As in like, pwede ba i-deplatform tong nerd na to?
Wait, baka mga yung magsabi, hindi pala kayo experts, ba't pa kayo gumawa ng episode na
pwede ganyan? Naman nila i-pause. Or like,
or umalis na sila.
Oo,
hindi
mo kayo
pakinggan. Oo, exactly.
Ano lang to? Parang usapang
usapang tayo-tayo lang. Ayun yung term ko. TTL.
Oo.
Usapang TTL to. Tayo-tayo lang. Kung ayaw nyo, edi kung.
Oo, bala ka. Edi ba?
This is just for us. Everyone's invited.
Yes. Okay, so itong episode na to, ang intention ko for pitching this to you is again, I want this episode to be like an exercise in empathy. Na parang
ginaya mo naman, kinuha mo naman sa akin, yun eh.
That's your favorite phrase. So that's why
kasi it saves me from a lot of trouble.
Yes. Anyway, yun. Mag-empathize tayo sa mga memang Filipino at memang Philams. Okay.
Sa bagay, hindi naman nakakasar kung ano, no?
Kung di memay.
Oo, kung native Filipino na chill lang or Philam na chill lang. Tama.
Although, sidebar, may mga nakikita ko sa comments na parang, Mia, Filipino in NZ, like New Zealand, wala daw siyang masabi. Tapos yung mga iba parang, di kaming mga Pilipino dito sa Australia, tahimik lang. I think meron ding mali sa culture na yun na mananahimik ka lang kung may issue naman, di ba?
Tsaka wait, bakit Philams? Yun yung nalilito ko na term.
Phil-American?
Hindi kaya nga, pero may mga Filipino-British, di ba?
Oh.
Hindi natin, wala tayong term sa kanila.
Phil-Brit?
Hindi, meron pala. May mga terms yan, I'm sure. Hindi lang
mas
laganap.
Mas
common. Kasi may yung Filipino-Korean, meron eh, di ba?
Oh.
Alimutan ko na. Pati yung Filipino-Japanese, meron.
Oo. Anyway, so yon, exercise to in empathy. So I think it would be an exciting conversation if we try to argue for both sides. And then rules, yun nga, we argue both sides and give valid points where they're coming from. Para hindi masyadong mahaba episode na to, may isa lang tayo. Parang you will give one point from the both sides. Ayun. Yung key issue lang naman na i-discuss natin ay bakit sobrang triggered yung Filipinos at Philams na isa't isa. Na yun nga, pag may nang mema, talagang woo, patol.
Correct.
Ikaw, what's your take? For Filipinos
pero
and then
wait,
for
yung
Philams,
napansin ko nga, yung kadalasan nga rin, yung it's the half American or Filipinos who are American citizens already.
Wait, define nga natin ang Philam muna bago tayo mag-argue. Philam
kasi rarely nga yung kunwari sa New Zealand, hindi sila maingay eh. Hindi totoo.
Uh-oh.
Kahit sa Britain.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you have Filipino friends in
who
the
are
UK,
British
diba?
Citizens na.
Hindi sila mga ganun ka ingay.
Well, may pumapangalawin mga Canadians.
Philcan.
So, but to define, Philam meaning hindi lang ethnicity, but more of like
second generation immigrants.
Yung parang pwede kasing 100% ethnicity niya ay Filipino.
Uh-oh.
Pero American citizen siya.
Hindi to parang si, let's say, Hailee Steinfeld. Diba?
Yes, hindi ganon. Hindi ganon.
Or si Jokoy. Half-half yun.
Ah, hindi ba full
si half Jokoy? Si Jokoy.
Anyway, hindi siya tungkol sa ethnicity. Tungkol siya sa citizenship.
Citizenship. Ayun. Yan. Yun yung clear.
Yun na lang. Yun na lang.
And citizenship, kung saan sila nakatira. Kasi pwede rin American citizen sila pero nakatira
yes.
dito.
Ayun. Yun na lang. Para madali.
Tama.
So, hindi siya at tungkol sa pagiging halfy. Hindi siya.
Kasi yeah. iba na naman yun. Yung mga tipong sila Ann Curtis, sila ano.
Yes. And kasi kunwari, sino ba yung halfy na nakatira dito?
May halfy rin kasi nakatira dito.
Oh, eh kaya. So, I guess iba yung, I guess lived experience.
Kumbaga, yung experience nila of physically living in another country.
And kung saan culture sila exposed. Yun, yeah, yun na lang
yun, clear.
So, para sa'yo, bakit triggered at na-activate, may ma-activate, ganun?
Sino mo nang papanigan ko na sa'yo?
Ikaw, what do you feel? Who do you
sige,
feel?
Yung mas madali muna.
Sige.
Yung Phil Amps mo.
Wow! Mas nakarelate ka na.
Hindi siya nakarelate. Nagigets ko kaagad.
Okay, game. Game,
well,
game,
number
game,
one, ito yung nabasa ko sa kanila. As an exercise in empathy again. They're starved of their culture.
Aha.
Gutom sila sa Philippine culture. Aminin na natin.
Yep.
Sipin mo, hindi rin nila masyado nakakasama parents nila. Kasi, mahirap ang buhay OFW. Especially, di ba, kung
or
immigrant ka na nagtataguyod pa lang ng
kumbaga from scratch.
Oo, ng ano mo, ng business mo or yeah. ng actually, swerte pa nga yung business eh, di ba? Sisimula ka dyan as ano, as an employee talaga, di ba?
Oo.
Busy yung parents sila. Na ano, na malupit yung hours. Gets mo ba? So, saan nila na, yung parents being their source of culture na lang nga dun, di ba? Saan nila makukuha? Malamang sa mga kaklase nila, sa teachers nila. Na Americans, di ba?
Not necessarily. Like, I think may isang TikToker na nag-chime in siya. Sabi niya, actually, ba't kayo nagagalit sa aming nagsusuot ng stole? Magalit kayo dun sa Filipino teacher naming nagbigay ng stole.
Ah, okay.
So, I think meron naman.
Well, America, if you think about it, melting pot yan, di ba?
Yes.
Tapos, anywhere you go, may mga Chinatown, Japantown, Koreatown, di ba?
Na, I think nagkakamap yung point na yan ng mga films na parang tayo daw, we are in a pretty much homogenous, ano ba, ethnic profile daw. But I shall disagree. But
ako rin, kasi ang dami anyway, ng Koreans at Chinese.
Not even that.
Communities dito.
Like, you know, regionalistic tayo. No? Anyway, go on.
So yun, I think, kaya nga, di ba? Ano ba yung main exposure natin sa film communities? Stand-up comedy, di ba? Dito,
your
tama.
Favorite.
Nee, come on. Nee, aminin na natin. Oh. Ano ba yung maingay ngayon na film?
Si Jokoy.
Oh. Meron tayong Jokoy. Uh-huh. Meron tayong J.R. De Guzman, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Who recently visited Philippines, di ba? Yun yung exposure natin talaga sa film.
Kumaga sila
culture or the film experience. Tapos, mahilig silang mag-narrate or gawing jokes. Yung diaspora experience sa Amerika, di ba?
Uh-huh.
And, halata na ibang-iba pa rin yung ibang-iba yung Filipino experience sila abroad.
Oo naman.
Nahalata na parang, kaya nga di ba yung parang, oh, how would you know that a party is filled with Filipinos? There's a tita baby and a tita boy. Yung parang, alam na namin yun eh. Pero sa kanila, whoa, mind-blowing. Oh. Oh. You know what a lumpia is? Lumpia is like a meat and vegetables wrapped in a wrapper. Whoa! Oh. Pero tayo parang, huh? Kaya sorry ito. Hindi, napapansin ko lang. Kaya marami sa atin hindi natatawa sa film.
Hindi nga.
Diba?
Although, may joke.
Meron naman, meron.
May joke si Jokoy na natuwa ako.
Ako rin naman.
Yeah.
Joseph.
gusto ko yung inaway ng mommy niya yung ano, yung click for questioning her accent, 'di ba? Yung pinoint out niya na I'm bilingual. I know 2 languages. I'm smarter than you.
Oo. Like, hindi kasi punching up.
Oo. Anyway, I digress.
Whenever I talk to people who are into comedy nga,
okay.
Sila rin.
May kind honest, of sila ano na parang no, may annoyance.
Magaling naman, pero at the same time, parang hindi kami nakaka-relate. Yun yung weird kapwa Pilipino. Hindi tayo nakaka-relate.
Yeah.
Kasi nga feeling ko, what's shocking to them and what's shocking to their audience is not shocking to us. Gets mo?
But, I think, when you say that out loud and a film person hears you, pwede nila matake na, are you invalidating? Are you saying we're not funny?
Not at all. And then I'm sure, my native Filipino na natatawa sa kanila. I'm just saying ako.
Okay.
Hindi ako masyado natatawa.
Yeah, pero, ayun nga, I guess humor kasi, it's a matter of, hindi natin sinasabing hindi sila nakakatawa.
Oo, ako, diba? Hindi ako natatawa kasi feeling ko rin, hindi rin ako nakaka-relate.
Oo, agree.
Tapos, ang weird, kasi, yung parang yung basics, yun na nga, lumpia, ano.
Pansit,
oo, orokan, diba, tabo.
Chinelas.
Oh, miss, sobrang magical sa kanila yung reality na yun. Sa atin,
ubiquitous.
Naghahanap ka na sa comedy kasi nung parang mas mataas pa dun sa basic na alam mo. Or yung basic na alam mo, linagyan ng bagong twist.
May insight.
Oh, ito parang Filipino culture 101. Parang hindi na ako, it's the ABC.
Quiz, eh,
no? It's the ABC of ano, ABC 1-2-3 of humor. Gets mo ba? So yun. Ramdam ko yung
pagkasalat
nila sa Filipino culture and Filipino experience.
So I guess even the smallest, yun nga, chinelas, lumpia, Shanghai.
So in a way,
ayun,
ayoko yung word na awa, pero nakaka-empathize ako with them na, oh nga, no, parang to be uprooted, isang sakit din nun, ha?
Yes.
Hindi, tsaka, not just Filipinos, maski yung Mexicans, di ba, na nandun, mga, I'm sure mga Thai, mga Koreans na nandun. Yung gutom sila for it. Tapos, yun na nga, yung the immigrant experience, pagod yung parents sila and busy. Hindi nila makukuha yung full experience. Tapos, isa pa, sa mga trabaho ron, kailangan nilang itago ng konti.
Assimilation, di ba?
Oo, kailangan
very
nilang itago.
Very popular word when in the 90s.
Kailangan nilang itago yung pagka-Pinoy nila, yes. Di ba? Like ako yun, I lived in Canada before.
Did you have to hide your Filipino-ness?
No, of course not. Kasi Vancouver din naman yun.
Na.
Pero, napapansin ko, kung umorder ako, let's say, sa 000 White Spot, or A&W Burgers. Tapos, Pinoy yung kahera. Excited ako mag-Tagalog. Tapos nakikita ko yung mukha nila, parang English pa rin sila mag-street. Pero parang sinesenya sa nila ako through micro-expressions na, sir, hindi kami pwede mag-Tagalog dito. Kung may customers kami. Sorry, parang ganun.
Yeah.
So sinasagot pa rin nila, okay, you ordered an iced tea. Parang ganun.
Although,
so ang hirap din, di ba?
Mahirap talaga. Kasi, yun nga, minority sila dun. Cultural minority.
Tapos
sila.
Model minority pa. Meaning, gusto ng mga employers nila na masunurin sila.
Yes. At subversive.
Subversive. Oo. So, wala. Sobrang tinatago nila yung pagka-Pilipino nila. So, gets ko na parang, kung pumunta sila rito sa Manila, na punta silang Jollibee, di ba? Punta silang
no
aristocrat.
Kumain sila ng pansit palabok or what. Ganun.
I'm sure parang, yeah. Whoa!
Lechon.
So ako, yun nakaka-empathize ako.
Okay.
Precisely because of that.
Well, in connection with what you said, I think, ano, tama kayo na salat sila sa Filipino culture. And when I watch Phil-Ams on TikTok, recurring yung term nila na product sila ng diaspora. Like meaning pag pag-immigrate, pagkalat ng mga Pilipino from sa two different parts of the world. And dahil sa diaspora, para ring kumakalat yung culture, pero kumbaga hindi complete pick. Parang isipin mo may puzzle, tapos nagkalat yung pieces all over. So parang while they take some part ng culture, kulang siya, di ba? Hindi full picture of the culture.
Parang kunwari, di ba, gusto kong mag-aral ng Japanese. Iba yung nag-aaral ako through the internet versus tumira talaga ako sa Japan. Gets mo ba?
Pero iba din yung inaral mo siya formally at tinuro lang siya sa'yo ng magulang mo. Diba? Which leads me to, na-touchan mo na yung culture of assimilation. Ano siya, it goes hand in hand with the erasure of culture natin. I mean, dito sa mainland, hello Phil Amps, dito sa Pilipinas, yung history natin of colonization, in-erase nga yung pre-colonial cultures natin eh. Yung indigenous tribes natin, either pinatay sila, diba? In-ethnic cleanse ng Catholics, diba? Or umakyat sila sa bundok. Namundok sila, nag-retreat. Kagaya ng mga Manobo, ng mga Mangyan. Or yun, yung mga ifugao, puputuli namin yung ulo niya, huwag kayong pupunta dito. Like, yay, good job. Diba? Like, konti na lang. So, may erasure talaga. Isipin mo, yung erasure na yun, tapos pinalitan pa ng Catholic, pinalitan pa ng American curriculum because of colonization. What we have are like what? More cells of culture? Like crumbs? Diba? Na ang nag-uphold lang ay what? Flimsy textbooks and our parents. So, imaginein mo pa yung Phil Am na umalis, yung parents nila, na probably yung parents nila, yung alam na culture ay subculture pa. Di ba usually ano yan? Ilocano, Kapampangan. Mas yun pa yung napapreserve na culture sa bahay. And dagdag mo pa, kunwari umalis sila ng 1995. In a way, frozen in time yung Filipino culture na natuturo nila, di ba? Until 1995 lang.
Hindi ba mag-a-apply yung mga natututo na nila sa TFC, the Filipino
talaga?
Channel?
Pag nanonood ka ng TFC, sasabi mo, oh, that's an authentic Filipino
watered down na rin yung ganun eh, no?
Diba? So, ano? Talagang tama ka eh. Kulang talaga. Tapos, I think yung ano pa nila, nag-cling ka na nga sa very little Filipino culture to you know, fortify your identity as a Filipino. But being an American citizen, you're also faced with racism. Dahil sabi mo nga, may assimilation or like yung cliche narrative na yung mga baon nila na babahuan yung mga kaklase nila, di ba? So they really have, and yun, parang any chance they can to assert their culture.
Oh, tsaka yung immigrant experience iba talaga yun. Grabe, mahirap. Akala natin madali yun. Na sasabihin natin, 'di ba, na parang maganda naman yung buhay niyo diyan,
malamig. Mayaman naman sa Amerika.
Oh, pero hindi natin naiisip. Uy, teka, ang hirap nung ginagawa nila.
Yes. Na
umalis sila from the very land that they were born in.
Yes.
Tapos
comforts.
Yung security nila, yung primal feeling na kasama mo yung pamilya mo.
Support system.
Oo, kung may problema ka, matatakbuhan mo.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? Ang hirap nun na ano ah. Tsaka yung fact na yung mga kamukha mo, yung mga kamukha mo, malayo sa'yo.
Oo.
Di ba? Parang, wow, iba rin yung experience sila. Na I mean, infrastructure wise, sige, sabihin na natin, walang traffic, mas madaling mag-train, di ba? Mas ano, everything works.
Sabihin natin yung mga ganong classic.
Well, not in America now. Diba? Medyo isa pa yun.
I don't know.
Isa pa yun. Yung infrastructure ng Amerika, medyo bumabagsak na rin. Diba? At ang unang ma-affect dyan, syempre, yung mga immigrants. Diba?
Yes. Actually, now that you mentioned it, iniisip ko talaga, is everything better in America? I don't know.
I heard the food is, mas fattening daw sa America than in the Philippines.
May nabasa.
Especially sa katawan natin.
May nabasa ako dyan eh, na parang, kasi what they lack in flavor and like, I don't know, yung crops nila talaga, kahit malalaki onions, parang, ba't walang lasa? Yung eggs nila na, tas yellow yung yolk as ours.
Tsaka yung serving sila, di ba? Parang pang dalawang tao palagi.
Pero yun nga, parang malalaki, pero parang, ano nangyari? Yun, so, I don't know. Anyway, we digress. So yun, I think, ang hirap, may difficulties din naman talaga yung pagiging fill-am. Pero kasi nga, makikita mo yung mga comments ng mga Pilipino, parang, mayroon ba yung racism? Kami nga, everyday, 8 hours kami, yung commute namin, 4 hours. Yun talagang, wow! Contest eh yung, na ng pagka-api.
Pwede sabihin ng fill-am, eh, kayo,
nabubugbog
ba kayo?
Babarilin ba kayo?
Nasasaksak ba kayo? Masabihin nila, oh, nasasaksak kami kung nagko-commute kami. Paano nga, pa-intensa ng ano, ng kahirapan.
Ng trauma eh, no? No? Like, lalaman daw, like,
wala ka sa trauma ko.
Oo, wala ka sa trauma ko. Oh, no. Yun, so naiintindihan ko talaga sila. And for this meme, dude.
Oh, ikaw na magaling mag-empathize.
Wow. And ito yung clincher dyan eh. Kakanood ko ng related literature, i.e. TikTok. Alam mo, technically, mali si Mema Dude. Because if you look at the stole, dahil nasa production tayo, sa advertising tayo, if you look at the design, hindi siya Philippine flag.
Ano siya?
Deconstructed siya. Unang-una, hinati na siya. Hindi na yun flag. Pangalawa, hati yung sun, tapos may dalawang stars sa bottom, dun sa point ng triangle. Technically, yung design ng flag, may isa lang. So, dapat hati. So, hindi siya yung flag. Element siya. Hindi siya yung flag. So, I mean, we do this every time. Technically, hindi siya flag. It's inspired by the flag.
Pero ano yun? Ano ba yun? Mali yun? Hindi naman.
Hindi eh. Pag tinignan mo kasi, may elements eh. Like,
gets ko, parang kunwari, bale, nasa Canada, yan. Nasa Canada tayo, pumunta sa souvenir shop. Tapos, yung may leaf ng Canadian flag, ginupit nila, tapos ginawang magnet.
Yes.
Gets. Yes. So, parang elements inspired.
And I think, I may be wrong, but if you count the race, pwedeng, I don't know if it's 8 eh. Alam mo, yung may slight, ano, design tweaks na legally, it's not like, the
sorry,
flag.
Ito, as we're both into illustration and drawing and graphic design, ang ganda, gusto ko i-point out to, ang ganda nung sinabi ng friend natin na si Rob Cham.
Okay.
He's a comic book illustrator. Rob. Hi, Rob. Tama yung sinabi niya, sobrang na tinamaan ako dun sa sinabi niya. When designing superheroes or stickers, usong stickers ngayon as cultural signifiers,
yes,
diba?
Yes.
There are so much more
than the flag.
Other signifiers than the Philippine flag.
Yes.
Actually, which is so true as a designer. Mahilig tayo pumunta sa sticker con, sa Comic-Con, Comic-Con.
Pag may flag na, paano to?
Oh, exactly.
Election?
Ngayon, di ba, parang, like,
Manny
sorry,
Pacquiao.
Our friends from Fine Time Studios, di ba, nahanapan nila ng yung Maginhawa Street na sticker, ano pa ba?
Specific references. Oh,
Sisig.
Yeah. And then, tsaka diba, yung mga ano nila, yung mga, kunwari, yung honey, iba yung ginagawa nila parang happy. Pero, ano, lightness. Diba?
Pero yun na, tama si Rob Cham na nakakasawa na yung cultural signifier na
flag.
Kasi, ito ba, yung uso ngayon, kasi we're design peeps din, diba? Yung saraw na font.
Yes. Kubaw.
Kubaw.
Yung tawag sa font file, like Kubaw font.
Kubaw font, oo. Na you see it in souvenir shirts, di ba? Yun na yung naging, it's the new Philippine flag, which natutuwa ako, pero I'm sure
ubiquitous as fuck. Parang I love NY na siya.
Oh, which is okay rin, nagkaroon tayo ng ganun. Pero I'm sure, magkakaroon ng bagong cultural signifiers. Kasi, punta ka sa sticker con nga, di ba? When I went to that a convention before na maraming stickers, sabi mo, di ba, bumili ako ng, of all things, Undin.
I love Undin.
Undin na sticker na, I'm sure, cultural signifier yon, di ba?
Yeah. Pero, ano siya? Graduation.
Deep cuts. Hindi tama, deep cuts siya, gets ko.
Hindi, pero kasi yun, graduation stole. Weird naman kung parang pop culture reference. So, I kind of understand to the flag.
Pero you know what I mean. Yeah, na parang, guys, i-retire na natin yung Philippine flag kasi ang daming repercussions, ang daming bylaws, ang daming strictures.
Yes.
Ang dami
pwede
pang...
namang iba. Oo.
Ako ngayon, tama raw eh. Ay, kasi na rin ba yun? Sa murals, di ba? Mga murals ng mga Filipino communities. Pacquiao. Si Pacquiao, tsaka yung Tama Raw. No? Anyway.
This jeepney. Philippine Eagle.
Oh my God.
Ano pa?
Nasawaan ako dyan.
Ano pa? Lalagyan natin ng puto bongbong, tsaka bibingka. Ah. And the list goes on. But it's us.
Kaya nga
it's,
gusto ko yung ano eh. Levisileria na ano. Leaf. Yes. Leaf whistle.
Anyway. Ayun. So, I guess, ako naiintindihan ko sila. And I think, as quote-unquote mainlanders, instead of, you know, telling them they're wrong, with like very, ano ba, yung so much animosity, pwede mo namang sabihin na, uy, dito ganiting context ah.
Alam mo, or ako, ito, alam mo guys, naturally curious sila.
Oo.
Hindi, let's ibigay ko sa magkwento ka. Or i-correct mo kung may mali silang sinabi.
Oo.
Na parang, oh, intramuros is ganito, ganyan. Sabi mo, no, it's not.
Actually, it is like this, ganyan, ganyan.
Oh, intramuros now is not just ganito. Yeah. It's also this, it's also that. Or di ba, parang, oh, you wanna learn about 70s movies, the 70s golden age of Philippine cinema. Let me tell you more.
Eh, kasi nga, yung mamema, parang, wow, atake agad.
Na, for example, yung asawa ng best friend mo, si Justin. Hi, Justin.
Yes, hi, Justin.
Who happens to be a listener also.
At siya, yun, second generation.
Second generation siya.
But he's in Canada.
Canada, yeah. Pero still, when he went here, he went to the National Museum.
Yeah. Greatest hits.
Yeah, greatest hits.
Nagmanam. Joke lang.
De, si Mikey yun, my cousin. Pero, I saw the enthusiasm in his voice.
Yes.
When he saw the Spolarium.
And
diba?
For us, wag mong idampen yung kanilang... don't rain on the parade.
Isipin nyo guys, gutom sila dun.
Oo.
Gutom sila sa Spolarium.
Like, paka-tour guide ka. Hmm. I mean, I don't know.
For example, my cousin in Daly City. No.
Sino? Si Joseph.
Ate Caroline.
And si Ate Caroline.
Yeah. Back in the 90s when she came here, bibili kami ng eraser heads tapes para mauwi niya. Yan. Being a fan of the eraser
heads. And imagine mo, yung eraser heads cassette na yon, na for us parang ubiquitous or like it's gonna be here forever.
Ang hirap hanapin nun.
Sa kanya, ano na yun? It means a lot. Hmm. Kasi parang anchor na yun sa pagiging Pilipina niya, diba? Hmm. So, bigay nyo na. Ako yun eh. Bigay nyo na. Kung mali, i-correct
nyo. Tsaka ako, isa pa, be more patient. Malamang magkakamali sila. They won't get the facts right. Malamang.
Hello, tayo rin naman.
Yun. Oo. Hindi namin siya saying. Malamang removed sila. Malamang yung mga words sila na sasabihin walang impit.
Mm-hmm. They diba always say dugo? Lumpia. Lumpia. Ganun talaga.
Tayo, puso. Di ba? Puso, dugo. May
sila,
impit.
Sila, puso.
Sila, puso.
Uh-oh.
Dugo.
Hayaan na natin, di ba?
Oo. Diba?
Or di
wala silang impit.
Together.
Mahirap yung impit, ituro.
Especially if laking ituro. Amerika nga.
Oh.
Okay, so for you, bakit triggered na triggered tayong mga mainlander? Saan
ako
nagkagaling ang galit?
Ako naman ito. I have to agree with this.
Podpass, if you only see how we are recording this, nag-flip literal ng side si Winsie.
Hindi, masakit na yung likod ko.
Anyway, I'll go. What's the other side?
Gets ko rin naman.
Sige.
Nayayabangan tayo sa mga films.
Meron talagang instant.
Meron talaga.
At saka trope na nga yan eh. Yung may pinsang...
But then again, lang. Hindi naman lahat. Sasabihin ko hindi lahat. Meron rin mapagkumbabang films. And merong films na pag uwi dito, yung ano talaga, naturally curious na walang yabang. Yung parang,
walang arte.
Hey, can you bring me to ganito ganyan? I wanna see this museum. I wanna eat in this restaurant. Yung walang, oh, the one in LA is better. Walang, walang. Yung, alam mo yung walang ganun. Like, my cousin Mikey, di ba?
Yeah, I love Mikey. Take, so nice.
Take me to Manam's. I want to...
Unapologetically asking yeah. for Manam.
Yeah, Manam. And take me to a coffee shop with roasters na from Baguio, di ba? Ayun, meron na. Marami, actually. It's just that, yung mga nakikita natin sa YouTube,
yayabang kasi talaga.
Yun yung mga... Akala natin sila lahat na yun, pero hindi. It's just that sila yung naging spokesperson.
Yes.
Like yung mga vloggers.
Yung mga nagreklamo sa traffic.
Oo.
Yung mga, ano ba, parang nagreklamo sa sachet culture natin, sa malls. Like, teka lang, ispag-isipan
mo
muna.
Oh, exactly.
Yun.
Pero ito, feeling ko, culture shock din yun.
Oo naman.
Na parang, wow.
May ere kasi talaga din yung mga Phil-Ams eh. Like, ito, yung isang anecdote ko nga. Di ba, may nagpa-cute sa akin sa, ano, sa New York, sa Met. I was in the Met. And then, may museum guard na Phil-Am. Napa-cute siya. Kasi try niya akong, may tinarong niya eh, ano, parang, are you going somewhere after? Yan, nagpa-cute siya, anyway.
Security parang, guard sa museum to.
Oo. Tapos,
this was in New York.
Yes, in New York. To be fair, cute naman siya. Pero...
Yung tipong pwedeng maging Sam Milby kung
yung
pag
dito. Nagbibibi dito, parang, ah, pwede. Pwede. Oo, ganun. May James Reed ek. Okay. Ganun. Anyway. Pero parang nineg niya pa ako na parang, are you Filipina? It's parang ako, yeah. So sabi niya, how come you're not wearing the Filipina red lipstick? Parang, tangin na nito ha. Ano sinasabi mo?
Hmm?
May
ko nga, no?
May ano eh, may
nakaangat na ako sa inyo.
Na,
mas mayaman na ako sa inyo.
Na parang gusto mong i-prove ko sa yung alam ko na kung saan
pupunta. Which is why ito mag PSA. Public service announcement.
To
casters.
Yes.
Casting agencies who are listening to this. Wow, as if nakikinig sila sa atin.
Ano? Wow.
Stop giving roles. Or bawasan natin ang pagbibigay ng roles to Phil-Am actors and actresses.
Get, grabe. Let,
hindi, totoo. Yeah.
Okay. They get the, ano.
Hindi, be fair. Pumila sila. Yes. Huwag bigyan ng first, ano, first dibs on roles.
Stop. Hindi,
huwag naman stop. You mean, bawasan.
Stop the bias. Or stop the, ano,
special
preferential
treatment. Yung parang, oy, casting agency. Caster. Uy! Phil-Am, liga rito. Kayong mga, ano, mga pure alis. Kasi, ang sama ng ano eh, ng...
Oo, masama. Unfair.
Unfair, oo.
Pero kasi...
Tsaka bawasan na.
Yung joke
bawasan na. Kasi kalahati ng mga sikat, either Hafi.
Yes.
Or Phil-Am.
Yes.
I mean, yes, representation is good. Pero bawasan. Sumobra na yung representation nila.
Or hindi. Dapat bawasan. They should also, if they really wanna be actors and actresses, they go through the same, ano, workshops
tama.
And stuff.
And isa pa, huwag na yung Phil-Am na, uy, porket magaling siya, magtagalog siya na dugo. Guwapo na.
Cute na.
Oh, cute na?
Teka, mahal kita.
Mahal kita, oo. Puta. Ang sama, kasi, ano, yung pop culture reflects, ano eh.
Yes.
Hindi nga reflects
aspirations.
Eh. Hindi. Ako, ano? it distorts reality. Right?
Yes, it
na
does.
Na parang, teka, marami rin magagaling na Filipino actors at guwapo at maganda.
Yes.
Na feel local actors.
Oh,
na nahihirapan kumuha ng roles. Di ba? So, tanggalin na yung preferential option for...
Pero, hindi kasalanan ng films yun.
Casters nga.
Uh-oh.
Casters. And,
although, ginjoke ko yung mga friends ko yung mga half yung anak ko. Yung naka-asawa ng mga foreigners. Sabi, pag nagre-reklamo sila sa inflation, sabihin ko, eh, di uwi kayo dito tapos mag-PBB na lang yung anak mo. Nag-perpetuate eh.
Oo,
no? Mali.
Pa pala.
Wrong. Anyway. Oh, so tingin mo, nayayabahan tayo.
Oo, kasi naman meron talaga. As in, I won't name names. Maraming mga Phil-Am
medyo masasama
celebrities na hindi ko talaga kinakaya yung vlogs nila.
I-blind item mo na. Anong, ano? Ano? Ikwento mo. Okay, fine. Ayaw niyang ikwento, Podpods.
Yun, ako, ano lang, parang, gets ko ito, as an exercise in empathy, gets ko naman ba't sila mayabang. Kasi, isipin mo.
Why? Because they can speak English, in like an American. Hindi.
Ako, minority sila dun sa pinanggalingan nila.
Ah, tapos dito, pogi.
Dito, ano sila?
Star.
Sa Milby sila dito.
Sige, magbibigay ako ng clue dun sa sinasabi ni Wincy, which I think sort of also explains the negative feelings. I think kasi yung mga some films, like let's say, I don't know, content creators or like celebrities, KOLs, whatever the term now is, parang ine-exoticize din nila kasi yung culture natin for their own, again,
clout,
diba?
Yikes.
So, nakakairita rin naman talaga, diba? Na parang, eh, nag-vlog ka ng poverty porn? And say, this is just the Philippines? Parang, okay ka lang.
Mm.
Anyway. So, meron talagang nuances eh. Now, for me, I found this TikTok, dahil nga nasa algorithm ko siya. About this TikTok, na sobrang insightful nung sinabi niya. But I think kasi this girl, nag-immigrate na siya, ano na, after college. So medyo formed na yung adult brain niya. Meron na din siyang, I guess, ample experience of like Filipino culture, like in the mainland. Ang sabi niya, it is, yung galit natin is actually coming from resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can, ito, vulnerable time, I think I feel it, personally. May resentment ako eh. Or like my, parang sense of abandonment. Yung parang, umalis ka eh. Malis ka dito, di ba? Ayaw mo dito, di ba? Pangit dito, di ba? Bulok dito, di ba? Tapos ngayon, gusto mo maging Pilipino. Ganun yung parang immediate reaction. Na parang, nilalait-lait mo yung Pilipinas. Pero yung masarap na lumpia, yung, I don't know, yung adobo na wini-worship ng mundo, iti-take mo with you.
Hmm.
Yung parang, fair weather, Filipino to ah. Nagigets mo, na parang,
hindi, pero wait. Ako may devil's advocate ako dyan. Hindi ba, ganun rin naman tayo? Na parang, yes, gusto natin yung spoliarium, gusto natin yung eraser heads, gusto natin yung manams, pero, ayaw natin yung politician na to.
But we are here.
Ayaw natin yung kalsada na to.
But we are here and we did not denounce being Filipino.
The good and the bad tayo.
Hindi tayo nag-uproot na bye Philippines, fuck you. Dito na sa America, better life, greener, diba? Grass is greener here, eme. May ganong siyang resentment na I think generalization siya. It's a general sentiment and I feel it, I'm aware I feel it. But still, I mean, magsistop ba ako doon? Di syempre, di ba, hindi. Dapat hindi. Kasi mature tayo, di ba? But anyway, yun. I think it's coming from resentment. Tapos, ibabalik ko doon sa bakit yung self, yung representation, yung cultural representation and authenticity. Nahahurt tayo. Especially, kunwari, yung Jokoy jokes. Hindi yun Filipino culture, Filipino immigrant culture yun. But still, yun yung popular Filipino representation, si Jokoy. Diba? Ito the world. Which leads me to, I think ito yung, when I was talking to my friend, yung friend ko na yun, kumbaga nag-graduate na siya ng college, nag-work na siya sa Japan, tsaka siya nag-New York. So adult na siya. So medyo may awareness na siya. Ang sinasabi niya, bilang, ano ba, expat. Bilang expat, I think yung kinakairitahan talaga sa Phil-Am is yung proximity nila to the dominant culture, which is like American, Hollywood, yung may pagka-center of the world. Sino ba yung pa-center of the world? Hindi ba't Americans? And by sheer proximity to Americans, Phil-Am, isipin mo, yung work ni si Dolly De Leon na galing sa mainland versus si Vanessa Hudgens. Sino ba yung mas popular?
Or Hailee Steinfeld.
Or si Hailee Steinfeld. Sino ba yung mas... Ay, Pilipina. O sige, si Olivia Rodrigo na lang. Olivia Rodrigo o si Dolly De Leon. Di ba kahit anong hard work ni Dolly De Leon, dahil galing siyang mainland, si Olivia, mas popular siya. Yung idea ng mundo ng Filipino ay yung Phil-Ams.
Totoo yan.
So yun yung... Ang galing ng friend ko kasi parang, wow, I didn't... I mean, di ko yun na-realize. Siya na nasa America, mas naintindihan niya pa yun. Na parang, in a way, ginagawa nilang mainstream yung Filipino representation. Pero sa atin, hindi yan genuine.
Tsaka isa pa, yung Filipinos on the world stage, yun lang yung successful na Filipino, talaga. Gets mo ba?
Oo.
Si, ano, si Olivia Rodrigo, si, ano, si Manny Pacquiao, si, ano, si...
Si, Jokoy.
Si Batista, Dave Bautista. Yun lang yung successful.
Yun yung Pilipino. Sila yung Pilipino.
Sila yung Pilipino na successful. Hindi. Yung mga successful dito sa mainland, wala lang. Kahit anong galing mong chef dito, kahit anong galing mong graphic designer or artist or scientist dito sa Pilipinas.
Wala.
Kung hindi ka, wala kang American or world recognition, hindi ka magaling.
Kaya nga.
Which is fucked up!
Kaya nagigets ko yung resentment and I think to our Phil-Am listeners, I think doon yun yung unspoken. Kaya merong parang laging critical point of view on how Phil-Ams portray Filipino culture. Yung parang authentic ba yan? Hindi naman ganyan dito eh. Hindi naman namin yan sinasabi, di naman namin yan ginagawa. Kasi nga, kumbaga closer to the world stage yung Phil-Am culture than Filipino culture.
Yes.
So, meron talagang resentment.
Hmm.
Yun. I think doon ang gagaling yung Pilipino. But, it's not an excuse for the bullying behavior sa TikTok.
Oh. Hindi ako nga ito, sorry. Kung pumunta yung Phil-Am dito, dapat pagpunta nila rito, they should act like a visitor. I'm sorry.
They are.
Hindi, pero wag yung... Ako yung celebrity rito. Yung, gets mo? Yung dapat mapagkumbaba.
Pero kasi ganun tayo. Yung Pilipina din, pag may Amboy, wow, Amboy.
Rockstar,
idol. Ganun eh.
Di, pero yun na nga, dapat, ang pantabla nila rito, no. I'm here to learn about my culture. Gets mo ba?
Ito sabay may camera. Charing. Nagva-vlog pala.
I'm here to learn Tagalog.
Tagalog.
Hindi, di ba? O tayo pinagtatawanan pa natin yung...
Nakakatawa kasi. Sorry. Ayun. So, I think yun yung parang... That's the solid. Solid? Those are the two points like that we came up with. But ito na. Sidebar. But I think you'd enjoy to talk about this more. Ano yung take mo sa meme culture na nagtathrive sa TikTok? Given everything we talked about.
Well, ako, social media, it's ano rin talaga. The cult of celebrity yan eh. Yan na yung bagong ano talaga. Yan na yung bagong Hollywood eh. Social media.
Mm-hmm. Very Rendon Labrador.
Oh. Very Rendon. Tick, Rendon Labrador as an example.
Ano?
Ano talaga? One way of getting clout.
Yeah.
Being more famous.
Okay.
Sasagot ka sa mga ano, pressing issues or even non-issues.
Uh-huh.
Na controversial yung ano mo. Kahit ito, kahit nakakaasar ka na, kahit nakakahiya ka na paminsan.
It earns you the money.
Exactly. As long as it gets eyeballs.
It's profitable.
Okay na yan. Okay yan. Kaya nga ako natatakot ako sa mga meme. Yung parang, guys, sinacrifice nyo yung
integrity
dignidad nyo.
Integrity
nyo for likes.
I know.
And endorsements. Get so.
And here we are talking about a clickbaity topic. In a joke lang.
Like, virtue signalers naman kasi ta.
Speaking of virtue signaling, ako, yung take ko sa meme culture, nire-resist ko siya. Pero I often catch myself saying something about it. Like, may maka din eh. Yung parang, mainis ako, mainis ako. Tapos magti-tweet naman ako. So oo, parang...
Hindi, pero yun na nga. Feeling ko okay ka mag okay nang maging mema. Kung may disclaimer ka na. Kung may disclaimer.
Katulad ng ginawa natin.
Katulad ng ginawa natin. Na hindi tayo talinong-talino sa sarili.
Aware guess kaming mema kami.
Hindi tayo galing na galing sa sarili natin. At ano lang. Hoy, ano lang.
Kasi pang friends. Ganun.
Patutsada lang.
Hindi, pero, okay. Kidding aside. I think...
Kidding aside. Ako seryoso ko.
Seryoso na talaga to. I think yung form ko of rebellion sa mema culture or sa... For me, mema ka kapag short form or like kapag hindi mo masyado pinag-isipan. Yung parang talagang in-upload mo lang, spin it out ano, mo lang.
Brain fart.
Na I think itong podcasting ay form of rebellion ko dun sa clutter. Na parang at least we try to be more thoughtful about our what we're saying. Diba?
Tsaka ito, Pod Pals, before ano,
ano?
Ito na naman, virtue signaling na naman!
kami na yung mabait. Oh.
Kami na yung tularan nyo, ha?
Ano?
Tularan nyo kami, ha? Bago kami mag-podcast ng controversial topic, we read, di ba? And we research.
Oo. Pero for me, ha? At the end of the day, kahit anong basa natin, kahit anong research natin, opinion pa rin namin to. Diba? Kung gusto niyo talaga ng expert opinion, like, go to the experts. Go to the journalists. To the
fun time lang to. Fun time.
Huwag
nyo kaming sisiryosohin, guys. And most of all, huwag nyo kami isa-cite sa mga thesis papers nyo, please. Hala. Citation.
Ayun.
Citation. Telebabad Tapes, episode 52.
Oh, no.
Babagsakan kayo ng prof nyo.
Anyway, okay, so let's end this discussion. So for you, ano yung conclusion or takeaway mo or realization mo talking about this?
Ako, maganda na napag-uusapan siya actually, yung this whole PhilAm versus sabi na natin, native Filipinos. Kasi, ngayon yung debate talaga is all about identity. Not just LGBTQ nga. Ito, identity rin to, pero ano nga eh. National eh.
Okay.
And I think, dahil lumiliit na nga yung mundo because of internet and ano nga, and immigration and cheaper travels, yeah. Diba? Dadaan at dadaan talaga tayo sa ganitong usapan. Gets mo ba?
And it's, kumbaga, we have to go through this.
Tsaka ito, more and more Filipinos have traveled abroad than in the whole history of being a Filipino. Gets mo ba? Ngayon, mas marami ng Pilipino na nakatira abroad. Mas marami ng native Filipinos na nakakapag-travel abroad because of cheaper, you know, cheaper airfares.
And admit it, nag-grow din naman yung economy.
Exactly.
So tapos medyo na-afford naman natin.
Mas na-expose rin tayo sa mas maraming kultura na pumupunta dito. Whether through tourism, whether through...
Internet.
Di ba, mga Chinese, di ba, nag-aaral dito, di ba?
Koreans.
Yeah. Dadating tayo about identity. Hindi LGBTQIA. Hindi yung
hindi
identity.
Sogi.
Hindi sogi. More of like national, ano.
Ethnicity,
race, nationality.
Ano, provenance ba? Ano yung word?
Origin. Oh, yun. Yun na yung, it's not sogi yung debate. It's about, kaya yung Philippines and ano, and MX, ganon. I know it's a part of this, pero yung tinutukoy natin sa episode na to is yung national and ethnic identities. Dadaan at dadaan tayo ron kasi, yun na nga, the world is getting smaller, we're becoming more global. And, di ba, sabi nga, sa science fiction, nababasa ko. And nabanggit to sa mga Marvel movies, di ba? Baka bandang huli yung nation, idea of a nation, maging obsolete na because of
diaspora.
So much, yeah, diasporas and immigration, cultural transfer. Kumbaga, yung baka yung in 100 years, who knows, wala nang borders, wala nang kung magumanda yung ano, yung kung utopian yung vision
utopian
ng
utopian nga.
Kung wala nang passports,
borderless.
Wala nang passports, wala nang immigration. Kumbaga, go anywhere in the world, live it anywhere in the world, be... Wala na rin yung, I'm American, you're Filipino. Wala na, world citizens tayo. Yun yung, doon papunta yung science fiction.
And then papunta yung utopia for realism.
Oh,
yeah. Siset na niya yung ideas na ganyan.
Wala nang borders, wala nang ano. Anong pero tawag doon sa Mexico?
Honor,
yung...
We honor, well, there are no, ano ba, geopolitical borders.
Yes, yun.
Meron pa ding cultural identities.
Oh, and yung cultural identities, like Phil-Am nga, di ba? Nag-fuse din.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, maganda nga na may feel Americans eh. Kasi,
oo.
Kasi isipin nyo, wow, hip-hop.
Be na, careful.
Hindi, kaya na hip-hop. Except ito, few, I believe in the artistic idea of fusion.
Yeah, me too.
So, isipin mo, Phil-Am cuisine, Phil-Am music.
Mm-hmm.
Isipin mo yung...
Inisip ko pala yung Phil-Am fried chicken. Like, oh,
kung sarap nun, di ba? Ito pa, Phil-Am... Ay, nagawa na yun. I'm sure Phil American Burgers. Diba?
Meron na. Meron nga sila. May nakita nga akong ano eh, Phil food place sa New York. Na parang, ano, bibingka cornbread with fried chicken. Parang,
I like that.
Whoa.
I like
that. I wanna try that.
Oh. Or ito, Phil techno. Indigenous beats.
Mm.
Indigenous instruments ginamit sa...
Hip-hop. That would be
ganda
cool.
Yeah. So ako, I'm all for ano, for fusion.
Yeah.
Hindi assimilation. Ayoko yung word na assimilation. Ayoko yung assimilation. Yeah. Pero fusion, kung ano yung kultura nag-uusap tapos yun na informing each other.
Tapos nagfo-form ng panibagong kultura.
Oo, ng diba? New flavors, new art forms. Go. Ito nga, Phil-Am dance.
Mm-mm.
Yung tinikling hinalo sa hip hop. Okay
sure.
Yun.
Kasi for me, parang for tinikling to survive, maybe it has to
fuse
with hip-hop. I don't know. Like, I get the drift. Yun.
Yun lang.
Na ako,
I'm excited about fusion. And I'm excited about borderless cultures
Mm-mm.
becoming a reality in the next 10 years.
Na, I think...
And I'm happy I'm happy na nagkakaroon tayo ng debates na
sige,
ganito.
Sige, mag-debate na muna.
Oh, mag-debate. Mag-away na tayo. Sige, mag-away na. Kasi kung ahantungan natin, ganun pala. Maganda na, yun pala yung perspective mo. Ito pala yung perspective ko. Teka, ito yung middle ground natin.
Or this is what
huwag kayong mayabang Phil-Ams. Kami naman.
Referee pala.
Oo, kaming Filipino saman. Huwag kami magpangmata. Diba?
Or huwag resentful. Medyo na-cover mo na din yung realization ko, but I think what I can take from all this is yung illusion natin na dapat may iisa lang na Filipino culture.
Yun.
Na parang, teka lang, parang kumbaga, kung magkaroon ng Phil-Am culture or magkaroon ng Phil-Brit, whatever, hindi naman niya ina-erase yung Filipino culture eh. Dinadagdagan niya lang.
Yun.
So parang for me, hindi ba tayo ma-excite at matutuwa if there are more spaces that Filipino culture can occupy?
Okay ako doon pero ayoko yung word na occupy din.
Colonize, charing. Hindi, pero...
Tayo
like,
na yung ano, no?
Hindi, meaning like meron tayong space for ourselves. Di ba? Na kaya... I-introduce ko kayo sa real enemy. Hindi, joke lang. At the end of the day...
Hindi, tama naman.
End of the day, ha? Phil-Ams, Filipinos...
Are victims of colonization.
Kaya tayo
debate. Eh.
Kaya tayo nag-aaway is because of colonization.
Totoo yan.
Because the white American imperialists made us feel all inferior and... Iko-connect ko dun sa spaces for our culture made us believe na meron lang limited space for us to exist. Diba? Hanggang dito lang kayo. Ito lang. Binibigyan lang namin kayo ng konting space for Filipino culture. Diba? That's all an illusion. And even yung mga pinaparinginig sa atin ng Phil-Ams na ba't kayo naglilikas papaya, kayo yung tunay na nag-whitewash. Teka lang. Sino ba yung nagsabi na yung maputi sila yung magiging mataas. Hindi naman mga Pilipino. Kasi, hello, Mr. TikToker from New York na Filipino na supposedly proud of his skin. Nung colonial times, pag maitim ka, lalatiguhin ka. Di ka papakainin, alipin ka. What do you think the Filipinos would think of being ano, dark-skinned? Eh di, syempre, survival na yun. Yung mga tayo na, kailangan maputi ako para mag-survive ako. So parang, it's all fucking colonialism, guys. Diba? Yes. It's all colonialism. And even yung representation, yung ba tayo naaasar sa films kasi mas malapit sila sa American, mas malapit sila sa Hollywood, mas malapit sila sa mga, sa culture na pa-center of the universe. Mm. So parang, I suggest, let's stop debating and, you know, i-decentralize na lang natin yung ano, popular culture. Diba? By Hollywood. Joke lang.
hindi na gano'ng kalakas ang Hollywood rin naman ngayon.
Threaten nga sila ng Korean.
Go Korea. Pabagsakin ang Hollywood.
Eh, wag lang go Korea, di ba? Go everyone. Like, if you are dreaming of like a borderless ano, world, then, yun, decentralize ano, popular culture, di ba? Ayun lang.
Ako nga, not just a borderless world.
Ano?
A passportless world.
Nee, the fact na borderless, passportless na yun.
Nee, mas gusto ko yan. Ayoko na, I hate passports.
Visa-less, visa-free.
Yes, world. I hate visas.
Hindi kasi, alam mo, technically, ah, yung mga visa, yung border.
Colonial shit yan.
Colonial shit siya. Tsaka, yan ang ano, indicators ng inequality.
Yes.
Yan ang guards kaya sabi of nila, inequality.
The Philippine passport is weak. Diba?
Mali.
Oo. Oh.
Hindi, it is weak. Pero yung quote ay, di ba, yung the peso is weak.
Kaya nga. Anyway. Rephrase ko lang.
Ayun. Anyway.
So, Podpals, did you enjoy this episode? Were you triggered?
You're cheek. And I hope we get more Filipinos and Phil-Am listeners.
Actually, hindi. Meron.
Cloud chasing us, fuck you.
Hindi, may mga Phil-Ams na nakikinig sa podcast na to.
Sana
thank you. Hindi, para matuturo sila mag-Tagalog.
Huwag niyo kami awayin, please.
We love you, Phil-Am Podpals.
Naging ano, no? Patronizing.
Huwag niyo kaming iwanan.
From patriotic to patronizing.
Yes.
Yeah, joke lang. Anyway, ayun, thank you for listening to us.
And now we move on to our special segment.
Okay, bam.
Okay, this comes from a letter R.
Where did you get it?
Telebabad Tips chat.
So sa FB chat.
Just listen to the latest episode. Wincy, super Negatron ako at Reklamadora. Glad to know you're one of the people who can appreciate my personality type easily. Of course. Hindi ko rin makasundo ang mga rainbows and unicorns personalities at nakikipraise the Lord.
Oh.
Thanks for the honesty. Sadly, since lumabas ako ng Pilipinas. Oh.
Ayan,
diaspora.
Oh.
Ang dala ng mga Pinoy sa abroad, except mga office mates ko sa IT, bakit kaya? Ang nakaka-appreciate ng pagiging Negatron ako.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to CJ, hindi ko rin mag-gets ang mga taong mahilig mag-throw ng jargons, lalo na kung hindi naman technical ang mga taong kausap nila.
Tama.
I super enjoyed listening to this episode, Aliu. P.S. Si Audrey Hepburn na yata ang huling manic pixie dream girl na na-appreciate ko sa movies. After niya, lahat sila gusto ko na pagsasampalin ng walang humpay.
Ganda, I love the Negatron.
She is a Negatron.
Go for it, girl. Okay, my turn. So this is from Discord. And I think, nag-enjoy ata yung podpal sa ano, blind items.
Should we add more blind items
maybe,
in the future?
Maybe. So sabi nung isa nating podpal, ang juicy nung pa-blind item ni CJ. Although just hearing that they're a trendy TikTok couple, I already knew who they are. So may follow-up siya. Yeah, actually, napapansin ko na siya since follower ako ni certain tito sa TikTok. And dati, ang simple pa ng content niya, like fashion, lifestyle, humor, etc. And wala pa si partner. Then, napapansin ko na recently, yung content niya is about you need to buy this. I bought this 5-digit designer bag. Gonna buy a car for my girlfriend at only 23 years old. Na parang puro flex lang ng content. Good for them naman kasi I know where they came from. And sinasabi nila na ang aim nila is to motivate their audience para maging ganun din sila. Pero ayun, may downsides ang consumerism nila. Like sa audience niya na di ganun mapera tulad nila, it creates a mentality na I need to buy one just like that to show off that I made it. And I guess sa audience nila, mas marami ang nafe-feel bad versus na ma-motivate. Because they won't feel they're making it in life kasi wala pa silang mga luxury brands, etc. Kaya nung na-sidebar mo siya sa podcast, nalaman kong di lang pala ako nakakapansin. Thank you for validating me, Podpal. Yun. Anyway.
So that's it. See you next episode, Podpals.
Thank you.
Bye. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.